Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you joined us today. It is Monday, so that means that it is Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, and I'm so glad that you are here. It is such an honor just to know that you are here with us, and I am so excited about you being here as well. And all is well, all is good, and it is a new week, it is a new day, and we know that nothing but great things are coming our way. I guess I'm making up a song even as we go, and so that is it's really great. But I do want to say this. I want to say that I'm glad that each and every one of you have come out here to join me on today. And it's always, I just always thank God for the love affair that he and I share. It is totally beyond compare. And I'm just, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about you all. I do want to direct you to our website at www.themeplace.org. You want to go out there. You want to make sure that you get our information, and in the process of getting our information, that you're able to connect with us. You want to become a subscriber, so then you can get all the information and the great things that we are doing, and we are looking to do some great things, and so we want to make sure that you are a part of it, and that it's helping you to go to that next level, because that's really all what it's all about. It's helping you go to that next level. I am so excited about what God is doing and what's happening with us. I also want to say our prayers for success, igniting the world to achieve success. Our book will be coming out, so you want to make sure you get to our website, and you can go directly to that website at www.prayersforsuccess.com. That's prayersforsuccess.com. And we're getting ready to launch. Most likely it'll be today when we make this launch. We are going to launch 31 days. I'm giving you 31 tips every day of August. Awesome August, actionable, awesome August. So you'll see that coming out today as well. 31 tips on how to brand and market yourself on little to no money. And people always say, how do you get that done, Jackie? And I'm telling you, I'm a whiz. I go out there and I'm searching all of the time. I'm searching for ways and what you can look, you that you can have that professional look. And I do believe in you having that professional look on your brand. And what we do is we go out there, we're researching, we're finding out all of the new things, and we know that things are changing all the time. So we're finding out the new things, looking at the algorithms of Facebook. Many of you all, you're posting on Facebook, and a lot of people are not seeing your stuff, and people don't know about all these things, and how can you sort of get around and sort of get around the whole maze of Facebook, and how you can learn how to really maximize social media as a whole. So you're going to be getting a tip every day for 31 days, and that's going to really lead up into us kicking off our branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. We're going to kick out that whole series of webinars, seminars, so then you can know how to brand, how to market yourself, but how to look good, you know, how to make a flyer or a brochure or even your own business card, but so they can look professional, like a professional graphic designer has done them. And that's always been one of my pet peeves when I see flyers and I'm like, can't stand it. But if I can't stand it, then I need to do something in order to make sure that others know exactly how what they can do to position themselves in the best light in the marketplace. And branding and marketing, it does not have to cost a lot of money. And with the advent of technology and the internet, I'm telling you, you can position yourself out there. You can make some major headways, major roles. Your whole goal is to make sure that your face is out there, but your brand and your image is everything. Can I say that again? Your brand and your image is everything. And so we will be giving a tip a day. So you want to make sure that you're connected to us, because you're going to have to get to our website, and we'll have it up there later today. You're going to have to get to our website, so then you'll be able to get the tip every single day. That'll be delivered to you directly to your inbox, on your inbox. So, but I'm just excited about what's happening, and I'm excited about what God has given us on this day. It has just been a great week. Yesterday I had an awesome time. I went to church, and we had an awesome time. It was our family and friends day, and rather than feed them lots of food, our pastor decided, and we were in agreement with her, and we baptized 54 people committed themselves or rededicated themselves to the Lord. And so we just had, it was just awesome, and I just enjoyed it so much, and I'm still just sort of high from it. I'm still bouncing off the wall, but I'm always bouncing off the wall, because life is great. Life is what you make it. And so as we get prepared to just talk about some of the things, but before I shift there, I have one more announcement, and that is that tonight we kick off 11:59, a Minute to Midnight Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp, and it'll go all the way until the 8th, so it'll go up to the 7th, from the 1st to the 7th, and the 7th is next Sunday, this coming Sunday at 11:59, a Minute to Midnight. So we're having a whole week of 11:59. It's about invade, serve, and shine. And it is about us as believers, as kingdom solutionists, that we are invading the marketplace in order for us to serve, in order for us to shine and be those lights that glorify God in the marketplace. You do not want to miss this, because you may think that, she's just going to regurgitate some of the same stuff. This is going to be some new stuff. It's going to be some stuff that's going to really liberate you to really to go in and to function in the way God wants you to function, because we know we are kingdom solutionists. We understand that we are marketplace influencers. We understand that we are conquering the 21st century mission field, which is the marketplace where God is sending us. Some of you all, he's calling to be entrepreneurs. Some of you all, he's calling in other areas. He's positioning you in different companies, but you have to know what your role is, and you have to know how you're going to invade, serve, and shine all at the same time. So I'm excited. I want you to be here tonight. We kick it off tonight at 11:59, a Minute to Midnight, Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp. So you want to be there, and you also want to be connected with us on Periscope, because we'll be doing more of Periscope. Not a downpour, just a shower's blessing. Just some quick tidbits that we can give you in order for you to be successful in life, in order for you to go to that next level and become everything that God envisioned, so you can experience what he saw: spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. So with all of that being said, we are going to move forward talking about having your fingers on the pulse of your passion. And you know, when you go to the doctor and they take your pulse, and now they sort of put the they take your pulse so they can count it and whatever. Or like if you're exercising and you're like saying, let me stop and let me take my pulse. And really when you exercise, that's what they tell you to do, to stop. So then you can see what your pulse is going to be when you're at a non-accelerated rate and when it's accelerated because you're doing exercise. And so and a lot of times they tell you when you're exercising that you should be able to talk as you're exercising, and that's part of your pulse being regulated in order for you to be in control. And I do believe that there comes a time when we may know what our passion is, and we may know exactly what we're supposed to be doing and what we're passionate about. But I believe that you need to set intervals. You need to think about intervals throughout the year, and every quarter is really good. If it's not every quarter, come up with and say, I'm going to do it, this month. But you always need to make an assessment and do an assessment of where is my passion level? What is the pulse of my passion at this time? Because of the vicissitudes of life, because of what we're going through each and every single day, it's going to affect your passion. But when you begin to just have, say, I'm on passion control, so to speak, you are saying, in the process of me controlling my passion, what I need to do is I need to monitor it. If you don't monitor your pulse, if you don't monitor your heart rate, or if you don't say, I'm not monitoring my heart, and you think that you can do and eat everything that you want, something's going to be a little askew. But when you begin to say, let me monitor my pulse on a regular basis, and really and truly, your passion, you need to be monitoring it every day to see where you are. And as I said, we know some days you're going to get up and you're going to say, I just don't feel like it. I'm just tired. But it's different from being tired and being passionless. Sometimes you're tired because you've just been pushing and pushing and pushing. It doesn't mean that your passion is diminished. What it only means is that you just need to take a little rest. But I'm talking about when day after day after day, you find yourself not pursuing your passion, not in hot pursuit of your passion as you have been. And as I said, life happens. Life happens to us every day. But I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind is this, is that we know that life is going to happen. We know that in the process of life, it's the ebbs and flow of life. And the ebbs and flow of life, they are going to affect your passion. And if you begin to understand that, you have to work at knowing how to keep my pulse of my own passion at a level that even when things happen in life, you know, we know that we're going to encounter times when we lose loved ones. Hey, that can be a passion killer. And so you have to always say, you know, I still got to keep moving in what I'm doing. So you almost have to build in those things that can keep your passion up. One of the things is, and one of the things is always reading positive material, beginning with the Word of God. That helps to keep your passion up. Because the whole thing is that you have to keep you have to be motivated, you have to be encouraged, and you have to do whatever it takes in order to keep you at that place where you are still moving passionately in pursuit of your future. And we know we never stop pursuing it because we always have a future. When you do not have a future, it means that you have taken your last breath and you're not here. So you have to begin to come up with some things that you can do in order for you to recognize, one, you need to recognize that you do have a passion. Two, you need to be saying, you know, and I'm ready to live my passion. And so you're taking off. And so people are at different places. Some people, you're still trying to figure out what in the world is my passion. And others, you know what your passion is. And in the process of you knowing what your passion is, you would say, but I need to maintain where I am. I need to continue to be pursuing my passion. Now, there are those of you out there, and you may say, well, you know what? I know I got a passion, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not really talking to you because you know why? You have made a decision. I'm sitting on the stool to do nothing, and I'm just going to watch the world pass me by. So until you come into the frame of mind that I'm going to pursue my passion, just keep listening to the things I say. Now, if you just like a dead fish and you're not going to get anything anyway, you know, that's on you. I'm going to give it to you. I don't make you take it, but I do feed you. And there are people, they just don't want it. And there are people in your life, you're trying to make them passionate. And let me tell you, they will drain your passion. So you have to say to yourself, I cannot make these people passionate. And in the process, you have to just let them go. You know, everybody knows what I say. Clip, clip, cut them loose. Because they will stop you in pursuit of your passion. People that don't want anything, they don't want you to have anything, let them go. And a lot of times when you feel as though there's a drain and you feel like, oh, my God, I'm barely making it, you need to do a reevaluation of the people that are around you. You need to reevaluate. Are you all on the same page? You know, the Bible tells us, real simple, how can two walk together unless they agree? So how can you walk with someone unless you are in agreement with that person. How can you walk with them? How can you be, how can they understand what you feel? They can't. And so you have to say, I can love you, but I can't be with you every day. They will drain you. Let them go. Clip, clip. Learn that clip, 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 clip. Take your, I guess it's like your index finger and the other finger, I don't know what they call that finger, next to the thumb, and make you some scissors and say clip, clip, so you can have a symbol, clip, clip, that you're going to clip them away from you. Clip those things that are distractors, that's going to cause you from not living out your passion, that will be drainers. What are the things that distract you? For me, and I'm going to tell you, I love computer games, and I love them. And I have to really monitor them because I'll play them all day long. I have played them all. I'm going to tell you, I've done it in the past, but I've gotten a hold on it. I'm sort of a recovering computer game addict. There was nothing for me to sit there and play a computer game. I'd sit there for 8 hours because it was like I had to win. I had to beat. Who am I beating? Myself. But then I had to realize, but you've got to have some type of control. So now I have to say, okay, you have to make sure you accomplish a lot, 2 to 3 hours, 4 hours of accomplishment. Then you can play a computer game. Because what was that doing? Stealing my passion. It was stealing my passion because I was more passionate about playing that computer game than I was passionate about what I really wanted to do. And when you find that things like that are stealing your passion, that's when you got to do another pulse check. When you find yourself doing a lot of stuff that is meaningless stuff, do another pulse check and find out what's going on with you. Sometimes your passion is affected because it's a task that you know that you have to do and you don't want to do it. Be honest with yourself. Acknowledge it and say, oh, you know what, I really don't want to tackle this. But I'm going to tell you, once you tackle it, once you just get into the start, your passion level is going to shoot back up. Just get into the start of it, because the only reason that you have a desire to do it in the first place is because it's part of your passion. It's part of your pursuit. But there are things that will come in there, and what's that number one thing? Fear, false evidence appearing real. So you have to make a decision, and the decision that you really make is this. You say to yourself, oh, yeah, I may be feeling some trepidation, but that's just false evidence appearing real. So I have three ways to deal with this. I can face everything and remain, face everything and run, or I can face everything and rise. When you pick the latter, I'm going to face everything and rise, your passion is going to shoot back up. The pulse of your passion is going to shoot back up because you're going to say, I'm jumping in and I'm going to do it anyway. And when you do it, you're going to realize something. You placed a whole lot of importance on that fear, that fear-based distraction that didn't need to be there. And you're going to passionately bulldoze through that whole project, and you're going to get to that place of the finish, and you're going to ask yourself, why in the world was I so afraid to do this? Because part of what your passion is doing, your passion is pushing you forward. Because passion, rooted in passion is wisdom. Rooted in passion is wisdom. And the more passionate you are, the more wisdom you will garner. And the more wisdom you get, the more you're going to begin to seek out understanding and counsel. And you'll be able to have the ability to do it and knowledge. When you begin to understand that I got the wisdom to do this, what you're going to do is you're going to go to that next level. If you have a question, all you have to do is hit one, and we'll open up the lines for you to ask your questions. I'll see that your hand is sort of raised, so to speak, and then we'll open up the lines in order for you to ask your question. But I think that you have to understand what intrinsically make you passionate, and what are the extrinsic things that make you passionate, those external things that causes you to be passionate. But you also have to be very careful because there are those external things that will take your passion away. So you always have to be balancing yourself to make sure that you stay on course, to make sure that you do not lose ground. That's one of the things. You don't want to lose ground. So you got to create a methodical way to identify what brings me joy and how can I sustain a living on doing that. Those of you that's just starting out, And some of you, you've been doing this for a while, but you've not seen the fruit of your labors. And I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Keep moving, keep going. And sometimes in the process of pursuing your passion, you got to reevaluate. You have to say, are these methods working for me? Or do I need to do something different? It's not that you're losing your passion, but you are taking control over your passion in order to keep passionate, to keep in pursuit of your passion. So you have to ask yourself those things. If you keep doing the same thing the same way, they call it insanity. And if you start operating in insanity, you're going to lose your passion. So you don't want to fall into that little hole of insanity where you're on a treadmill doing the same thing, going around and around and around and around and around and around and around, and you're going nowhere fast. You're just getting dizzy from going. Then all of a sudden, you've lost all your passion and you're drained. You know, factor in that you need to reevaluate whether or not these methods are working. Decide what works, what doesn't work, and get rid of what doesn't work and do what works and then apply some new methods. Be ready to have a paradigm shift in pursuit of your passion. Because when you have the pulse on your passion, what happens is that you have to make some changes along the way. It's just like when you're exercising. You can't just think that your pulse is going to be at a non-accelerated rate and you're constantly moving. So you have to say, you know what, I have to make some decisions. I have to decide whether or not I'm going to stay here and I've plateaued and I've flatlined, or rather or not, I'm going to do some things because I need to ignite it. I need to ignite my passion. So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up with a pep in my step, and I'm like, I am ready to go right now. I'm ready to go. So you got it. This and that will help you to get fired up and ready to go. It's all up to you. You're the one that's going to be controlling your passion. You know what you have to do as well? Adopt a non-linear mindset. In essence, when you begin to adopt more of an eternal mindset for what you are pursuing and what you're doing, that your linear thinking, and it's a rigid mindset, it causes you to think in limitation. But when you begin to have a non-linear mindset, and I equate a non-linear mindset with having an eternal mindset, and when you take on an eternal mindset, whatever you're doing is beyond you. So it's not so self-centered. You're not self-centered about what you're doing. So it is beyond you, and it propels you forward because it's not self-serving. You're not just doing it for you, because you know that when you leave this world, you want to say, I left something behind, and because you are in passionate pursuit. You may leave a company, whatever legacy that you leave behind, your passion is going to be a driver. Move out of a place of thinking linearly and begin to think with a non-linear mindset. It makes you much more expansive as you are in pursuit of your passion. Because when you're in pursuit of your passion, it has to be bigger than you, and it's always beyond you. And when you are in true pursuit of your passion, it really comes from God. God gives it to you. And if you can go back throughout your childhood, the very thing that you are passionate about today is what you were passionate about when you were a kid. It may be repackaged a little differently. You may have said, I always wanted to teach. You may be teaching, but you may not be in a classroom, but you're still teaching. I was an encourager. And you know what? I'm still encouraging. It doesn't matter what it is. You're still going to do it. You may be a singer and say, I always want to sing. Some people, they're going to have all types of fame all over the world. Some people, they're going to have their fame right in their local community, right in their local sphere of influence. But they're still in pursuit of their passion. And they're still living out their passion. And I think that's what it is. But you know what? But I also want to say, don't confine yourself to being small. You can say, with the internet, you can use the internet and go all across the world. I encourage people all across the world. Why? I am passionate pursuit of encouraging you to become all God envisioned so you can experience what he saw. Because I know it's bigger than me. It's beyond me. That is why I write. That is why I record things. Because I know somebody is going to come along. They're going to read it. They're going to hear it. I may never meet them, but it's going to have an impact on their life. So it is bigger than you, and it is beyond you. And it exceeds you. So even when you take your demise, it's still going to be there. Look at Steve Jobs. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King. Look at Jesus. Come on now. That's all you have to look at. Because when you begin to have more of a nonlinear mindset, taking on that eternal mindset, believe me, your passion shoots up. Why? Because you know this is not going to go to the grave with me. This stays. The only way it goes to the grave with you is that you don't do anything with it. There are a lot of people, a lot of creativity that's in graves right now. You have to determine within yourself, my passion is not going to go to the grave with me. It will still live on after I have gone to the grave. And these are things that we make a decision about when it comes to our passion. You may think that it's not that simple, but it really is that simple. You want to explore and master whatever skills you need. Always learn. Always learn. I was reading an article the other day, and it was talking, I believe it was yesterday, but it was talking about why successful people are successful. And they say they spend at least 5 to 20 hours a week, if not more, learning, reading, studying. Staying abreast of the facts. The Bible tells us that any enterprise prospers wonderfully by staying abreast of the facts. So you need to stay abreast. You need to always be honing your skills. You need to always learn. You need to become just a reservoir of information. And the only way that you can do that, you have to be learning all the time, reading books. Some people say, well, I don't want to read books, but you got to. There's absolutely no way that you're going to stay ahead of the curve and you're not reading, you're not feeding your mind, you're not building yourself up. How do you stay passionate? I'm telling you, I can read something and I may be thinking, oh, you know, I'll read something and it will give me a bolt of electricity, boom, and all of a sudden I'm energized, I'm up, I'm taking notes, and things are just coming to me, and my creative juices begin to flow, and I'm right back in my passion. And before I know it, my energy level is up there again, and I can see new things, and I'm coming up with new ways to do things and new ways to help other people go to that next level. And that's what reading does. You also can listen. You know, when people say, well, I don't know how to do this, anyone who knows me knows this is exactly what I tell them. I say, well, this is what you need to do. You need to go out to YouTube. You need to do a search on whatever you want to know. There is somebody on YouTube who has written, who's talking about this is how you do it. And that's what you need to do. You need to get out there. You need to get on YouTube. There's somebody out there that has that information for you in order for you to expand your knowledge base. And this is what you have to do all of the time to keep your passion going. You know, people say, well, I want to be in pursuit of my passion. This is what you have to do. You have to constantly feed your mind, constantly doing new things. You know, and one of the things that I find is people always want to relegate you because of your race, creed, color, gender, age, whatever. Don't let them do that. Don't let anybody do that. And more specifically, don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. Because until you take your last breath, there's absolutely nothing in this world that you cannot accomplish. And so you always need to say, I'm not going to do that. The other thing that I want you to understand is in the process of rekindling your passion and keeping your passion, staying on the pulse of your passion, you have to make sure that you're interacting with people who are already successful in what you're doing. You want to establish those relationships so then they can help to bolster you. When it's something that you need to know or you just need to get that, you need to say, I need to get this shot in the arm. You need to have those relationships in place so you can reach out to people. And then they will, and you'll be surprised at their response. You'll be surprised at how much they are looking to help you go to that next level. Somebody helped them, And unless they're very selfish, they want to also help. Because that's what, you know, that's an ingredient that's in that's really in our makeup, is to help other people. To help other people go to that next level. To help other people excel. That's what you have to do. And then you want to find out what is missing. What is the gap? What is that gap is that's missing? That bridge that's missing. When you say, I know where I am now, but I want to know where I want to be. And I said, I don't know how to get there because there's no bridge to the other side. And you're going to have to build up a bridge. You need to identify and implement ways to build a bridge from your now into your future. And this bridge is to help you keep your passion at a place where you are always in hot pursuit of it. So you're going to have to build bridges. As I said, building a bridge is connecting with you're going to have peer bridges, but you're also going to have bridges with those that's at a higher level. And you're going to have bridges with those that you're helping to bring along. But you also have to have the bridge of wisdom, the bridge of understanding, the bridge of counsel, the bridge of might, the bridge of knowledge that takes you from where you are now into your future. And you always want to be passionate about what you're doing. You always want to be in hot pursuit. You always want to know that you are in a place where you are not giving up. You're never going to give up. You say, nothing's going to stop me from giving up. And you always have to be at that place where you're saying, I'm not giving up. Our passion is our responsibility. God has placed this passion inside of us in order for us to be able to fulfill our purpose in the earth. And when you begin to seek God for purpose, your passion is going to be ignited. When you seek him for purpose, your passion will be ignited. And I'm telling you, when you begin to walk in your purpose and your passion is ignited, there's a fuel that ignites in you that will not be quenched until what you're looking to do is accomplished. And you begin to realize it has nothing to do with money. It really has nothing to do with how much you know. It has all to do with you're on an assignment from God and you're passionately in pursuit of it because you know your purpose for living is tied to it. Your purpose for the reason you were created is tied to it. So you have to manage it all the time because there are things, there are forces out there that's always trying to take you off your passion. It's always trying to make you second guess yourself. And it's always trying to stop you from being in pursuit of it. You always have to do a mindset check, making sure your thoughts are in alignment, that you're thinking positive thoughts. Kill off those dead branches of negative thoughts in your mind. And the only way you can do that is that you're going to have to replace them with positive thoughts, positive branches that's blooming, full of leaves, not just a bare tree. They're suffering from that disease called the ash that kills trees. You don't have ash in your brain. Your brain is flourishing. You have a brain that's flourishing with new ideas. And what are new ideas? They're fresh leaves on your tree. Witty inventions, witty ideas. These are all of the things that helps you stay with your passion. And you have to be in pursuit of them. And you always have to motivate yourself. You have to encourage yourself. There are going to be times when there's nobody there to encourage you. And you have to be able to look in that mirror and encourage yourself. And say, I can do this. I know I can do this. And give yourself a pep talk and some rest time. Factor in some Sabbath rest time. Time where you just get away from it all. So then you can clear your mind. You can empty yourself. In order for you to be able to get right back into your passion. Because sometimes we need a clear mindset. We need to have clearness of thought in order for us to be able to function at peak performance for the pulse of our passion to just to keep going at a steady rate. Rest is required. Rest is a time when you're able to just sit back and know that he's God as you listen for his instruction, because you want God's instruction as you're moving forward in order that God can lead you and guide you and direct you to the next place where he wants you to be. So you want to keep, you want to make a commitment and say, I'm keeping my finger on the pulse of my passion. And just like sometimes you have to take your little wrist and you put your little hands on there so you can see what your path, see what your pulse is. You have to do that. Or, you know, now they get all these different watches and things like that. You have to do that. You have to do that when it comes to your passion. To know, I know I'm good. I know I'm in hot pursuit all of the time. And as I said, it's all up to you. You manage your passion. Nobody else does. You control it. You're the gatekeeper of it. And as the gatekeeper of your passion, you have to know exactly what your vision is. You don't know your vision and you don't know your mission, you'll be taken off course from your passion. Because your vision and your mission keeps you on your passion. So when someone comes along and says, I need you to do this, you can say, that's not within my purview of what I'm doing. It may appear to be it, but it's not. And you'll be able to recognize it for what it is, that it is a distraction. And you're able to say, no, I need to let that go. I need to pass that up. It may sound like it's wonderful, but it's not wonderful for you. And be able to recognize what's wonderful for you, what's in alignment with what you're doing. So I do hope that this helped you today, having the finger on the pulse of your passion. And please, when you're out there on Facebook, on social media, and you see we post this, just put a comment in there if it was something that you garnered that helped, or posted, reposted to your page, and to let other people know that they should listen to it. We really do appreciate that. We appreciate you helping us be the evangelists and getting this whole message out to others so then they can become passionate, have the pulse on their passion, and they can go to the next level. We don't want to be hoarders of information, but we're always giving information out and sharing information with others. But I do want to say again, I'm so glad that you came to be with us today on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We know that tonight we are kicking off our August 11:59, A Minute to Midnight Marketplace Prayer Bootcamp, Invade, Serve, and Shine. So you want to make sure that you're there with us. Look for us on Periscope, Not a Downpour, Just a Shower's Blessing. And you want to make sure that you get our book, Prayers for Success, Igniting the World to Achieve Success. Get to our website, www.prayersforsuccess.com. You can also access it directly on themeplace.org. But make sure you're connecting with us so you can know what we're doing. And as I said, we will be posting for 31 days. We're going to begin to post some branding and marketing tips that help you get your message out there for little to no money. Branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget, because we are coming out with that series. I know we've been talking about it, but we're definitely going to do it. And this is going to be a segue into that. It's a bridge for us in order for us to maintain our passion as well. Well, I'm so glad that you came to be with me today. I look forward to you coming next week. Next week, we do have a special guest that's going to come and talk about some leadership. Sean Fair will be with us next week, and we hope that you will come and be with us as well. And again, I just want to say, I am so glad that you have come to be with us on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I'll see you next time at 12 p.m. every Monday. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Shower's Blessing, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.